Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're taking a look at some interesting sources describing spiritual healing services, specifically Pandit Prem Kumar up in Leeds.
Yeah, the notes we have really detail his approach. It seems quite specific.
Exactly. So, okay, let's unpack this. Our mission here isn't just to read you the notes. We want to really get into the claims, the methods mentioned, and, you know, what outcomes are promised. Make sure you have a clear sense of what's being offered.
Right. And the focus seems to be squarely on, well, compassionate healing. But it's interesting how the sources separate emotional and energetic restoration. That's kind of the core idea we need to explore.
Yeah. And it all seems to center around one person. The sources name him Pandit Prem Kumar. He's called a renowned spiritual expert and the spiritual healer in Leeds. Sets the bar pretty high, doesn't it?
It does. High expectations. And what's fascinating here, I think, is how they frame the main service. It's about helping you release negativity and find inner peace.
Mm-hmm.
Straightforward, but...
How? Is it just talking?
Okay. Well, the language suggests more. It talks about an energetic component, almost like cleaning house energetically. It implies negativity isn't just mental, it's something tangible, energetically speaking.
And the promises tied to that are quite significant. Things like deep transformation and balance. And again, that phrase, emotional and energetic restoration. Why both? You'd think maybe fixing one fixes the other.
Apparently not, according to these sources. It suggests they're linked, sure, but maybe need separate attention. And if we connect this to the bigger picture... The how.
Right. The method.
The sources emphasize he uses traditional methods. That word traditional carries weight, you know.
Yeah.
Suggests something established, maybe ancient practices. Gives it a sense of authority.
Okay. Traditional methods. But then, and this is where I got really curious, the sources also say the sessions are totally tailored to your unique needs.
Ah, yeah. That's the interesting tension, isn't it?
It really is. How do you stick to traditional methods but make it completely personalized? Seems like a contradiction almost.
Well... One way to think about it is maybe the toolkit is traditional, like the underlying principles.
Yeah.
Maybe the specific rituals or, I don't know, astrological insights based on Vedic stuff, perhaps.
Okay.
But how those tools are applied, that's the personalized part, tailored to what your specific energy blocks or emotional issues are. So you get the ancient wisdom, but applied just for you. That seems to be the value proposition here.
Gotcha. Yeah. So pulling it all together... What we're seeing described is a service positioned as powerful, definitely compassionate. It leans heavily on being traditional, yet also personalized.
And focused on that dual emotional and energetic balance.
Yeah.
All delivered by Pandit Prem Kumar in Leeds. It's a very specific package describing these notes.
Mm-hmm.
And just so you have the details, if you want to look deeper into the source material yourself, the website listed is panditpremkumar.co.uk, spiritual healer in Leeds.
Okay.
The email is panditpremkumarji@gmail.com. And there's a contact number, too, plus 447-535-136-399.
Right. Useful to have. So what does this all mean? We've unpacked these claims about a specific type of spiritual healing in Leeds traditional yet personalized, aiming for that emotional and energetic fix.
Yeah. And thinking about that combination, that stress on healing being tailored to your unique needs while also being rooted in traditional methods, it really makes you wonder, doesn't it? It leaves you with a question. When you're looking for transformation, how do you figure out the right balance, you know, between adopting maybe newer energetic ideas and relying on methods that are described as deeply traditional? Where's that line for you?